Award-winning Scottish singer Katie Tunstall is known for creating a highly produced, big, rhythmic sound, but her latest album has a more laid-back feel. Katie Tunstall's new album is called Invisible Empire Crescent Moon.
I'm growing like a seed. Rain's been falling on me. I've been covered in cold. I've been shrouded in doubt.
She recorded it out in the Arizona desert and found that the music and lyrics she had already written took on new meaning when her life took a dramatic turn.
I just had a really enormously tumultuous summer, which was just tectonic shifts in my life, massive, massive changes. I lost my father. My personal circumstances turned upside down.
We should say he passed away.
He did pass away, yeah. My father was he was a Parkinson's sufferer, but he was taken a little early due to an accident. But it was so he did, although he was declining, it was still quite unexpected. Yeah. And by the time the dust had settled and I decided to go back out to Tucson to finish the second half of the record, it was November, and I'd really found a positive place by that point. So I have this really strange album where the first half, where songs can have a very weird precognitive nature to them, where they're almost fortune-telling for you. And at the time of writing, you don't know what they mean. And then a few months later, you're like, oh, okay, this is what it means. And it's like your subconscious is ahead of you.
Can you point to a song on the album that demonstrates that?
Yeah, Invisible Empire is a perfect example, where it was a song about a relationship in my life where I suddenly saw it for what it was.
I thought the candle was gonna go out. The wind was blowing and the door was open, but the candle never went out, never went out. Where found its way to the shore. Thought it was a ripple and nothing more. But the way found its way all the way to the shore. Oh, I wanna burn this house. I know I wanna jump into the fire. Oh, I've gotta tear them down. The pinnacles of my invisible empire.
So that song and others took on new significance to you in that second session.
Yeah, very much so. And the strange thing was that first half was very pensive and introverted and brooding. There's lots of questions in the first half of the album. And that was before anything had happened. And then the second half, kind of ironically, is a bit of a phoenix from the flames. It's quite joyful, the second half, which is maybe not what I would have expected.
Do you mind talking a little bit more about your dad?
No, sure.
Was he musical?
Not in the slightest. He was. I wouldn't say he was tone deaf. He had a couple of good cassette tapes, but my parents didn't listen to music. My dad had a Tom Lehrer tape, who's a brilliant Harvard mathematician turned political satirist who played piano.
Your dad was a physicist, right?
He was a physicist, yeah. And so I was dancing to Tom Lehrer's Table of Elements, which is a brilliant song, but definitely not kind of the same as listening to the Beatles growing up. And a bit of classical, and apart from that, no. He was very much a get a job dad for many years until I actually managed to get somewhere with music, and then he was a very proud dad.
Yeah, I imagine. Did he have a particular song of yours that he liked hearing you sing?
Him and my mum both were really attached to this song that I used to sing. I've never recorded it properly, called Parachute Man. And they used to come to the local pub sometimes to watch me play, and they'd always be quite embarrassed, you know, that their daughter was not earning any money and playing music and not getting a job. But for some reason, they liked that song. But I do remember my dad saying that when he saw me on Jules Holland that first time when I did Black Horse and the Cherry Tree, that was the first time he got it. He understood what I did, and he said he got out of his chair and danced around the living room shouting, "She's done it."
I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. But it won't come back because it's so
speaking of performing, I mean, you are known for being a really high energy performer. This is an album which has a different vibe.
It does.
Is there a song on here that is just maybe too hard to perform?
After the last record I did, Tiger Suit, which was a real foray into electronica and as different as you could get from this one, I found it quite frustrating that because it was such a layered album, it was actually quite difficult to just sit and play the record with a guitar or with a piano. And so I really relished the idea of making a record that could be played completely on its own, just with one instrument. And so, no, they're all playable, which is great.
Fire me in love till I go hard enough to deal with losing you.
I imagine it also exposes new vulnerabilities. It's just you. It's just the sound of you.
It's very pure. It's very... I think there's something very spiritual about singing, where you're making this sound and you're delivering this feeling and emotion with absolutely nothing but your body.
We're all made of glass, all made of glass. Cheating ourselves to believe we'll be last like a fool. I thought it was true. I was holding.
It's an important album for me to trust my voice, and it's pushed me forward. It's taken me somewhere new with my music, and also because in the studio we decided to record to old reel-to-reel tape machine, which was just a totally wonderful experience.
So I am a lover of the whistle.
Is that you?
I wish that was me. However, I'm doing a pretty good impression at the live shows, but that is a great singer-songwriter by the name of Mr. Andrew Bird, who is a well-known winning whistler, indeed.
What a fun collaboration.
Yeah, that song was a one-take wonder.
Is there a particular song on this album that lifts you as you talk about the Phoenix Rising? Is there a song that does that for you when you perform
it?
Yeah,
the title track of the second half, Crescent Moon, which is the symbol of birth, of rebirth, of the new, that song, I sat at the piano and it just came straight out of my fingers as soon as I arrived for the second session. And it just felt like such a pleasurable song to write because it's very free from form. It's more about the heart than it is about the head, that song. And I was able to really express myself through arrangement of instruments as well as the lyrics and the voice, which was quite new to be able to be as emotional with musical arrangement as I felt that I was with my voice.
I'm a crescent moon, looking for a place to lay my head and settle in. Never find a refuge up there in the sky. But never thought it would be you and I. Was there anyone able to remain alive upon this place? Space is only precious when I'm filling in. All the space is waiting to be filled.
The new album is called Invisible Empire, Crescent Moon. Katie Tunstall joined me from our London bureau. Katie, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for making time to talk with us.
Absolute pleasure on my end too. Thanks very much.
And this is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.